Welcome everybody to this public meeting. My name is Judy McVeigh and I'm an activist with the Climate Emergency Network and the Save Solar Systems campaign. And I'm also active with the Postgrad Environment Network on campus at the University of Melbourne. Before we start, I'd like to acknowledge that we are holding this meeting on Wurundjeri land. Aboriginal people have never ceded their land to white settlement and we support their struggle for land rights. So we acknowledge that we're holding this meeting on Wurundjeri land. I'd also like to thank the Yarra Council for providing this room for us tonight, and the staff of the Yarra Council have been helping us with getting the meeting going and everything. The Manufacturing Workers Union have helped to build this meeting, and the committee, the Solar Systems Committee, has been really helpful. Also, the Postgrad Environment Network have provided a lot of resources to help the campaign get underway. And I know a lot of you have been to our rallies and you've been involved and you've helped in lots and lots of ways. I just don't know all your names. So thank you very much, because the campaign is really getting going and the campaign has had a lot of support and a lot of information going out about our demands and everything. Now, I just wanted to say a couple of things. My job is sort of to explain a little bit about the campaign and then to introduce the speakers, and then to we'll have plenty of time for questions and discussion. I'm not going to make any jokes about the turbulent weather coming from Canberra or anything like that. For some time we've known that climate change is a political problem, and we've known that the technology is there, the science has been ready. It's actually possible to make a transition to 100% renewables by 2020, depending on how you look at the question, how many resources and the willpower. So the campaign for Save Solar Systems feels very confident that we're on the right side of this campaign, campaigning for not only saving solar systems, but also rolling out renewable energy in Australia. Now the company Save Solar Systems was able to, it's got the technology ready now to build a sun-fired power station, if you like. Instead of a coal-fired power station, it's a sun-fired power station in Mildura that could power 45,000 homes, which is about the population or the number of houses in Mildura. So that was fine. But when Solar Systems declared that through lack of private investment it was about to collapse and went into receivership, we quickly held a rally, and the receiver's deliberations are going to be made known to people on the 14th of December. So we've still got a couple of weeks to keep campaigning. With this meeting, we hope to influence things further. The total cost of the entire project in Mildura was going to be $420 million. Now, this is amazing in the context of the handouts we've been hearing about of billions of dollars, the CPRS, to the coal industry. And it's worthwhile knowing, just a few facts in the back of our minds, that seven Mildura sun-fired power stations could be built for the cost of one of the 12 proposed submarines that the government is going to make, is about to launch, which will be a cost of $3 billion each. Why I'm raising this is because the question has been a question of financing and a question of political will. The federal and state governments have promised millions of dollars, $50 million from the state government, and $75 million from the federal government, but they haven't been prepared to put that money into this project until 2011 or 2013, after the power station is built. We need the money now. Now, either because of our campaign or because of a whole range of other things, we're not sure why, but we've had some good news. We can't say that we've had a victory or anything like that yet. We can modestly say, though, that the Brumby government will actually support this. All things being equal, it's likely that the Brumby government is going to support this project, because the Premier actually said in Parliament a couple of weeks ago that project will link into the federal government's solar flagship program. Plus, we have $50 million on the table for the Mildura solar project, which I'm confident will be delivered. Now, he said it under parliamentary privilege, so I can't definitely say that we're actually at the victory stage. We'll keep campaigning until we need to, and no matter what happens, we're going to be there. If we win, we'll continue to campaign to get more solar power plants up and running. So we're asking you tonight to join with us in this campaign, leave your names with us, and stay involved with us. Tonight's meeting is really about action for an alternative vision, and we have experts to present that vision with us tonight. First of all, I'd like to give the apologies of Rob Gell. We advertised that Rob Gell, the weatherman, the television weatherman, was going to be with us tonight, but he can't make it. But if anybody read the Herald Sun today, you would have seen there's a column there. Eco-warrior Rob Gell said yesterday it was pathetic that governments were not intervening to save a solar company. That should be a testament to our nation's clever embrace of cutting-edge technology, rather than a tombstone in Victoria's renewable energy cemetery. So Rob Gell leaves us with a fantastic quote. We've been in contact with a range of people around Australia about this campaign. We've had supporters in Sydney and throughout Victoria, and also in the Northern Territory, because the Aboriginal communities up there, solar systems built functioning power systems in three remote Aboriginal communities. Together they save 420,000 litres of diesel and 1,550 tonnes of greenhouse emissions each year. They have also removed the need for daily journeys to buy diesel in some of the most disadvantaged communities in Australia. The future of these plants is in doubt now because of the solar systems doubt. So we've had communication from those communities that they would like to keep their solar systems going. And it's fantastic that there's just so many people who've supported what we're doing. So, without further ado, tonight we have David Turner, who is an ex-employee of Solar Systems and is an engineer. Followed by David Spratt, who's the climate of Climate Code Red, which is one of the best books that's come out in Australia about the climate issue. And he's also an activist with the Climate Emergency Network. So welcome, David, as well. Mark Ogg is from Beyond Zero Emissions and is facilitator of Zero Carbon Australia 2020. And he'll be speaking after David. And then Clive Hamilton, who's the author of Scorcher, another very important book that came out on climate, and he's standing as a Greens candidate in the by-election on Saturday in the seat of Higgins. And thank you very much to all our speakers for coming. So the way we'll run the meeting tonight is we'll have David Turner speak first and then the other speakers, and then there'll be plenty of time for discussion and questions after that. So we hope to finish by about 8:30, if that's okay, because we have to get out of the room. So I'll hand it over to David Turner now. Thanks, David.